From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, close to the massive 9.0 magnitude quake that killed more than 18,000 in March 2011 and caused a nuclear power plant meltdown. Tuesday's quake was measured by U.S. seismologists at 6.9, in Japan at 7.4, and struck off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. Geophysicist Rafael Abreu of the U.S. Geological Survey said it was the kind of seismic activity that was expected, unlike the 2011 quake.
This is a normal fault as opposed to the thrust fault that was created by the Tohoku quake of 2011. And this is all pretty much the type of seismicity that we would expect to see in the area, especially since it's closer to the shore. We definitely would expect to see normal faulting occurring on this location, which is pretty much what we're seeing.
The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground offshore, some 250 kilometers northeast of the Japanese capital Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We sure did. We had quite a good shaking, and it just kept going for, you know, longer than the usual earthquake. You got that swaying motion when you realize, oh, this is a serious one.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage, but a tsunami measuring about 1.5 meters washed ashore near the city of Sendai. Egypt's highest court has overturned the life sentence of ousted President Mohamed Morsi and ordered his retrial on charges of conspiring with four militant groups, including Hamas. His death sentence was overturned last week by the Court of Cassation. Mr. Morsi removed in mid-2013 by then-Armed Forces Chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, now the country's leader. The Muslim Brotherhood official remains in prison on separate charges. This is VOA News. A top U.N. official told the Security Council Monday that the number of Syrians besieged in their country's conflict has doubled in the past year to nearly 1 million. UNA Chief Stephen O'Brien said the number held captive by government forces has reached 850,000. Many others are at the mercy of Islamic State and other armed groups.
As we meet again this month, the suffering of civilians in Aleppo and across Syria rages on unabated. Horror is now usual. It is a level of violence and destruction that the world appears to consider normal for Syria and normal for the Syrian people.
Meanwhile, the U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power named a dozen Syrian officials in the military accused of leading attacks on civilian targets.
We agree with Russia that there can be no justification for such attacks. But I ask, will Russia condemn even a single airstrike by the Assad regime here in this chamber today or any day? Choose any of the hospitals that the Assad regime has destroyed or any of the schools. Will Russia ever condemn its ally Bashar al-Assad here at the council for a single one of these attacks?
She said the U.S. would not allow those who have commanded units involved in such actions to hide anonymously behind the facade of the Assad regime. A 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen ended Monday and was not renewed amid persistent fighting. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Without question. There's been continued violence since the inception of it over the weekend. There's also no question about that. But from the secretary's perspective, he's committed to trying to get a cessation of hostilities that can be sustained and maintained in Yemen so that humanitarian aid can get to people.
The U.S. brokered ceasefire, the latest attempt to hold a 20-month conflict that has left thousands dead and millions displaced. President-elect Donald Trump Monday met a number of people that he's considering for top posts in his administration when he's sworn in January 20th. He also outlined plans for his early days in office in a video released to the American people.
My agenda will be based on a simple core principle, putting America first. Whether it's producing steel, building cars, or curing disease, I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland, America.
Mr. Trump also pledged to pull the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement on his first day in office. The U.S. State Department issued an alert Monday to U.S. citizens about a heightened risk of terrorist attacks in Europe. French authorities, meanwhile, said they foiled a possible militant attack, detaining seven people. All three major U.S. stock indices hit record closes Monday, continuing a rally that began following the November 8th U.S. election victory of Donald Trump. Stocks helped by energy companies as the price of oil moved sharply higher ahead of a meeting of OPEC oil-producing states to curb production. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.